Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Wake it up!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, hopefully, with our next story, this 62-year-old man died doing what he loves to do. He was at Knotfest. Before you laugh, let me finish the story.
Oh, no, that's Slipknot.
Oh.
You yeah. Thinking a balloon?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So there's a 62-year-old man who died after getting knocked down in the mosh pit at last Sunday's Knotfest, Slipknot show in Chicago. So the man in question is 62-year-old Richard Valadez. And he was having a good time in the mosh pit. And during Slipknot's set, he got knocked so hard that he fell out of the pit. And one guy said, quote, that he seized as people were trying to help him. And then they started calling for help. But because of all the chaos, it took a while for the paramedics to get down there, and it was too late. He passed away. So there's no real word on what caused him to die, but may have been the heat, or, you know, he started seizing. So
he hit his head on something.
Yeah. Why you rock that noodle around in your head? I mean, banging your head like that. I mean, eventually you could get concussed.
Yeah, if you're banging your head around and getting jarred about like that.
Or concursed if you're from up north.
Yeah, it could potentially hurt you if it's someplace you don't need to be.
It must have been a big pit, because the last one I saw at a show, there was only two guys.
Oh, yeah.
Pushing each other in the back.
Yeah.
That wasn't a pit. That was just two guys that wanted to mosh but were too scared to get in the pit. So they were just pushing each other around. That was fun, though.
Well,
Rest in peace, Juan Valdez.
Rest in peace,
yes.
Valdez.
Doing what you love doing.
Yeah.
Well, here's another story in the music world, a little different, though. A second person is accusing Katy Perry of sexual harassment.
Who was the first? I didn't know this.
The first person was Josh Claus. Claus. And Josh.
Ho, ho, ho.
Josh Claus was the model from the Teenage Dream video.
Oh, of course.
And accused Katy of exposing his genitalia at a party 7 years ago. So
she exposed his genitalia.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible that a woman could reach her hand down in front of your shorts and whip it out for you. And if it's Katy Perry, are you going to tell her no? I would not.
I mean, it's only an issue and only embarrassing if, you know, you don't have something you want people to see, right? If he had something, you know, he wanted people to see, it'd be all cool.
He accused her of pulling down the pants and exposing the genitalia at a party.
Okay, so maybe she just pantsed him. I mean, if that's the case, I'm going to have a series of accusers come my way.
We'd sue each other.
And now there's a...
Joke's on you, I don't wear underwear.
Ha!
There's a Russian newspaper that's reporting that a female TV host in Georgia... It says that Katy Perry was harassing her at a party, and according to this woman, she claims that Katy touched her and tried to kiss her.
Dang it.
She touched me at the party.
She thought that she would come through with her story because of Josh. That story came out, so she wanted to report hers as well. Hmm. Come forward. Accusing Katy Perry of sexual misconduct.
Nine said it, that she was with Russell Brand, and he... says that he got out of the relationship because she was too wild for him.
Yeah.
Maybe it was because she was reaching down, pantsing dudes and kissing on newscasters and stuff.
I mean, she like after he was done with that, he kind of moved on to like Buddhism. So, yeah, it must have been wild as hell.
Yeah.
She broke him. There's stories that say she drinks like a fish. There were stories like, you know, when she was doing the bit with College Game Day when they were at Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
She was partying wild around that town. That's a big party town.
Was it New York, the state of New York, that just made it a law that sexual accusers, there's no time now for that? In other words, it could be 20, 30, 40 years ago, and there's no time?
I'm glad you said that.
Why?
Well, it's just good to know.
Oh. Why are you heading toward the border?
So Katy Perry hasn't responded to these allegations, but there were some in the United States that were that came out about Katy. She did that uncomfortable kiss with an American Idol contestant, and that was in 2018. And then she grabbed Shawn Mendes's butt at a iHeart Radio Music Awards. So
please pull down your underpants.
So she's had a little history of...
She's a butt grabber.
Butt grabber, kisser.
It's all right. You grab something, I'm going to owe you one, just so you know. We'll return the favor immediately. Hands ain't big enough. You'd have to get them in a headlock.
There you would.
So what have we learned from this? Don't touch or kiss anybody unless you ask first.
Do I have to worry about accusers coming forward now because I made them pull my finger years ago?
Yes.
You have to worry about the local band, The Accuser, coming forward and accusing you.
A local what?
Local band, The Accuser, coming forward and accusing you.
I don't get it. I'm sorry.
There's a band called The Accuser.
Oh, okay.
Local metal band.
So you never take anybody's pants off without asking them first. You don't touch them inappropriately. You don't try to kiss anybody unless you say, "May I kiss you first."
Well, Joe Namath even said that, and it didn't work.
I kiss you.
No.
All right, Susie.
I kiss.
Well, he didn't ask. He said, "I want to kiss you on TV," instead of asking privately. But he asked privately, you know.
May I kiss you?
Send a text.
I don't know. What would you recommend people doing if you go in for the kiss and they don't run away?
I'm not making light of it, but like, you know, what if you're in a situation where, you know, they say follow your body language, follow the passion of the moment, go in for the kiss. But then if you, like, Paige, if that moment's there and the date is over and I say, Paige, may I kiss you?
It's kind of awkward.
Done.
Yes, you're right. But awkward, these days.
Like, there's got to be some kind of questionnaire you fill out before the date. Like, give me a safe word or something, because it's breaking down like just regular romance.
Everybody's
sometimes.
Afraid of each other. It's obviously.
Well, just hang out at grungy ass rock and roll shows and don't date people, and you won't have to worry about any of that. That's what I do.
What if you like
don't date people?
Yeah, don't date people. Grungy ass rock and roll shows. It works out fine for me.
But then if you
do that,
maybe you text them later. Oh, I really wanted to kiss you, but I didn't. Oh, well, why didn't you?
Yeah, then she would call you. You know, she called me the P word.
Oh yeah,
can't
you
don't
have that either. I know, but it's, you know, really not making light of sexual harassment. But
no, not at all.
There's those situations when, you know, I realize there's people that are controlling and they're using their power for various things. But when it's just Joe Sixpack and Jane Sixpack going out for a date and he wants to kiss her, but he's afraid that he might overstep a boundary.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you got three dudes in the room right now. If Katy Perry grabbed a hold of us jokingly, we'd be the ones wind up in trouble for it.
I'm going to give you 10 minutes to stop, Katy.
That'd be our luck.
All right, I'm about to wind up in a heap of trouble because she's joking and I'm not.
Your dad was a preacher. My mom was a music director. Yeah. We have a lot in common.
I've been to church.
Well,
you know, the other side of that is odd, like the Terry Crews situation where he said an agent was, you know, I think touching him and making comments. Terry Crews is a big dude.
Yeah, he is.
It's just odd that you kind of take it, you know, look a little weak if you come forward.
It's weird, too. After he made those accusations, he gets a hosting job on a primetime television show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, he's a big old man. But I'm not going to say it didn't happen. You know,
I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm saying sometimes, though, when, you know, things happen, doors are open for you, and you're like, all right, fine.
Yeah.
I would have at least said I belted the guy once. Yeah. Decked him.
Hey, the reason I'll believe Terry Crews and any other big buff dude who says that is because of what happened to Booker T in our studio that time.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
I'll always, because that woman was not even 5 feet tall, and she got her a handful of King Booker.
What was she doing? Because I wasn't there.
We had Booker T in the studio. It had to have been 2005, 2006.
It was before, we moved here in the fall of 05, so it had to be like spring of 05 at the latest.
Our cleaning lady, Betty, I don't know her age. I'm not going to guess. But as I was snapping the photo. She wanted a picture with her and Booker T, the wrestler. Yep. And as the photo was snapped, she reached over like she was going to put her hand there. And as it was snapped, she grabbed his privates.
Yeah.
Oh no!
She's groping some Booker T, man.
Like I think now when he stares at his hand all the time, he's thinking about her hand. Yeah. What?
Yeah. She made a comment of it afterwards.
Yeah. When Charmel still looking for it.
She described it in graphic detail.
I cannot repeat that, and I was just shocked.
Yeah.
Did he kind of laugh it off, like, you know, nervous?
Oh, he was uncomfortable.
Very, dude.
He didn't like it.
He
didn't like it.
It was very odd. I've never seen anything like that before.
No, he was wearing like linen pants, though.
Was it right up there with the Hulk Hogan moment, you think, for him?
This is probably on the list. He probably remembers it. If we could ever, like, you know, get an interview with Booker T and bring it up, he'd probably remember it.
Oh, yeah. Sensational Sherry was nowhere to be seen.
No.
She was quite animated, too.
At first, I thought she was just grabbing hold of his knee, but no.
Oh,
no.
Goodness.
Well, that's where it was.
That'd have been a picky punny.
Oh, we'd be lucky to get Stevie Ray in here these days.
Well, if you were fast, your dreams could have came true yesterday because Olive Garden, their annual pasta passes, went on sale yesterday at 2 p.m., and they sold out.
That's the lifetime
pass? 24,000 passes sold in less than a second.
That's the lifetime pass for $500, right?
Well, yeah, and then the 50 people will be notified for the unlimited pasta for life for another 400. So they're going to be those special people will get that notification today.
Special people.
So I guess you already had the fields populated, just counting down the clock, waiting for it to change.
Yeah.
If you sold them all in less than a second.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Unless it's Russian hackers bought them all, and they're going to resell them on the black market.
Right.
I have pasta pass. Would you like?
So the 50 people to buy the pasta passes would have had the chance to upgrade for unlimited pasta for life for an extra $400.
So they sold the passes. They already sold for $500, right? They were $500 a piece.
That's they're going to upgrade to get that. For $500. Yeah.
Okay. So how much did they spend on these ones?
$900.
Those were the $100 annual pasta pass. They went on sale yesterday. And all 24,000 passes sold in less than a second.
Oh, wow.
So that a certain amount of people were going to be allowed, 50 people were going to get this lifetime. And they're going to get that windfall today, or actually this morning.
Just a random drawing from 24,000 people.
Mm-hmm. Why can't nobody else figure this out? How genius it is.
I have figured it out. I just don't want to sit here and critique everything. But
other restaurants, I mean.
Well, not that, but did they lose any money on that? Hell no. I mean, it's 2 days worth of just talking about them.
You get pub and cash.
Yeah.
And they get my money. I love them.
It's like a certain, you know, restaurant had an edition of macaroni and cheese the other day. And the local news was like, they did 2 minutes on it. And I'm like, please tell me you got paid to do that. Because if you're using the public airwaves to sit there and do that as a news story, shame on you.
Yeah. But they know
it was good, though. I tried it.
They know that people are so into that particular place that they know that people are so into it that that's ratings, man, on TV around here, especially like any story about them. That's good for your numbers because it's. I mean, how many things could you talk about on the local news around here that are going to be as wide reaching and popular as that particular restaurant?
Yeah,
I can't think of many, man. That's like, I mean, that's the thing here. It's like the weirdly obsessive thing around here.
It's hard to transition from Epstein to macaroni.
Yeah.
Well, I love it.
I mean,
raised on it.
It's like it's the only place with a drive-thru, but they got half a dozen people in the parking lot working to get the line through. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Arr. That's another thing I saw. I forget what state it is. They're outlawing double drive-thrus.
Yeah.
Because backing up traffic.
Yeah.
People getting fights.
On the main roads.
Oh, Minnesota.
I know a highway backs up.
Maybe it was Minnesota.
Minneapolis, no new drive-thrus for banks or restaurants. If you already have
Nude?
New.
Oh, okay.
If you have an existing drive-thru, you're cool, but they're really scrutinizing any future applications to build drive-thrus at restaurants or banks.
Well, I saw a funny meme that says Chick-fil-A needs to show school lines how it's done.
Yeah.
And I saw another funny one. It was Dale Jr. smiling, and it said, "Nice try, Hillary." See that one?
Oh, my goodness.
What does he know? I didn't know he had any dirt. Lord.
That's Meme Corner.
Oh. Mm. He must know something, man.
You know, there's new music out today.
Really?
Yeah. It's Friday.
17th album for this guy, Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
I want to thank me.
That doesn't seem right that he's had that many albums.
Really?
I mean, I know he's been around since like 92, 93, whatever it was. Doggy Style. But like since, and then we had the No Limit years, and then he did a reggae album. I think he did a gospel album. Is Lil Nas X his son?
No. Thank you.
Be funny.
So this will be just regular rap? No special theme to this one?
Okay. He did a couple with No Limit, right, when he switched?
Yeah, he did. When they had the awesome album art. All the No Limit album art was the best stuff ever. All the clip art of money and gold and stuff.
Yep.
Dogs.
Yeah, and dogs and crowns.
Master P. You kids don't know, but back in the day, Master P was a god for like 3 years.
Man, I wish the crown air fresheners would come back now. The one you set it on the dash and it's like a crown.
Yeah,
those things are the best. I want one of those. You still buy those? Oh, man, I'm going to buy stock in them. I'm bringing back lots of things from the 90s, and that's going to be the next one.
JNCOs?
Those are already coming back.
Yeah, I didn't have nothing to do with that.
Not in size 52.
Oh, goodness. Also out, their eighth album, Kill Switch Engages, Atonement is out.
All right.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
And if you're a big Lionel Richie fan, get ready.
Fat boy.
Get ready. Hello from Las Vegas drops today.
Oh, like a live album?
Hello from Las Vegas.
So many hits.
I just called to tell you. So, right? I just called to tell you so? Angels, what was he calling to tell her?
I just called to say I love you.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
That wasn't him.
Okay. That was.
It was Lionel Richie. Hello. Yeah, it was.
Hello.
Is it me you're looking for?
I just called to say I love you.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So many hits, you can't remember them all.
Yeah. Snoop? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to go to the movies this weekend.
I am.
You are. Well, you might want to go see Blinded by the Light. It's a story about a Pakistani British teenager who was inspired and struggled with racism and hopelessness, was inspired by Bruce Springsteen music and got the courage to find himself by listening to Bruce Springsteen.
I don't get the concept.
How's that a movie? other than, hey, guys, we need to sell some albums in the Springsteen category. What can we do? It's what they did with the Beatles movie.
Yeah, it is.
I don't get it. Have you seen the trailer for it?
I saw part of it. I didn't understand what it was. Like, I couldn't understand if it was about Bruce. Like, this is what Bruce Springsteen would have been like if he were Pakistani. Or, you know, I didn't get it.
I don't get the concept of
Mm-mm.
it.
People love Springsteen. I'm not personally a fan.
I don't put him on that. Well, Mount Rushmore is only four, but you know, up north, though.
He's
a
huge thing up north, man. I don't get it as much being down here. I mean, some of it's good, but, you know, not my thing, man.
When I say Bruce, I think Ellington. And then second, I think Laura.
Yeah.
Dave Guido's boy.
Yeah.
I don't get a Springsteen until like six Bruce. Yeah. Isaac comes in before them.
Bruce Smith comes for
Bruce Benedict.
Yeah.
It's that Lynyrd Skynyrd argument, I guess.
Lenny Bruce.
Yeah.
And for the Bruce kids Lewis. Out this weekend,
Bruno.
The Angry Birds 2 movie. Jason Statham is in it. Bill Hader. Leslie Jones. Aquafina.
Can you still get
Danny
the game?
Danny McBride.
Dude, I don't know. That's another one I don't understand. I don't even see like the merchandise anymore at like Walmart or Target. I don't understand how that's still a thing.
International, man.
I don't know why people put Aquafina in movies.
International appeal, man.
I guess.
Same thing.
She was funny.
It's not Italian. Or
but that's why she's in a movie with big international appeal, because she has international appeal.
Because she's Asian.
I guess.
It ain't because she's talented.
I mean, it'll probably make most of its money in China, like most of these movies do nowadays.
And then we could tax it 15%.
That's the thing, man. They're not making movies for the American audience. They're making it for the global audience now. Well, that's why they keep remaking stuff, too. So now everybody in China has a chance to go buy a ticket, too.
Yeah, but Crazy Rich Asians did a lot of U.S. money.
It did. It did.
It was a funny movie.
Yeah. But, I mean, you look at, like, even The Lion King. It made almost $500 million in the States, almost $900 million foreign.
Why can't we get, like, a Crazy Rich White Dudes? Even it out.
Write the screenplay.
Yeah.
I'm all right, yeah. Crazy Rich Whitey.
Now, Crazy Rich Asians made most of its money in the States.
Well, if you want some profanity and adult humor,
listen to the Rewind Monday.
Yeah.
We got an R-rated movie for you to check out this weekend, Good Boys.
Now, that'll make most of its money in the States.
I'm going to give it a bunch.
I mean, what are the kids, or even what are they even getting paid? I'm going to see that movie.
Looks funny, man.
I'm psyched to see it, but I'm sitting here thinking about, like, I don't know how old the kids are. They could be like 15 and look 12, but just think about, like, their parents signing off on that, because I've seen the extended trailer, and it's filthy.
You remember Danny McBride talking about that? I can't remember if it was on the show, but it's like, you'd be surprised what parents would agree to if you put their kid in the movie.
Oh, yeah, man. There's a great part of Bruno about that, right? Or yeah. Borat, or one of them. I think Bruno.
One of them. Well, he says,
I think you're thinking of Finding Neverland.
No, different.
That's a totally different movie.
Okay. Remember the mom? They'd stick her in the hotel room all day, and she's like, I didn't know what was going on. They had room service and TV.
Oh, gosh, that was the worst.
It's like the R. Kelly. You know, I let my daughter go to his house.
Yeah. He thought it was raining.
Was it Finding Neverland, the movie about with Johnny Depp about J.M. Barrie's life?
Was it Leaving Neverland? What was it? I don't know if I'm coming or going.
I watched Finding Neverland on an airplane one time.
Uh-oh. Ruh-roh. All right, well, Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are Rise Guys Headlines.
All right, thank you, Paige. Much more Rise Guys right after this. It's Friday, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
At the end of Rise Guys Sports, Chips and Fort.
God, you nine. Straight in your current fart smartphone.
Wow. Paige.
I'll give you a bite. You know you want a taste.
And Fat Boy.
Then I dropped the damn birthday cake.
93.3, the planet Rise. And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Screenshot by you, the P1s. Send in anonymously, of course, to the riseguys@AOL.com. I will remind you, though, names have been changed to protect both the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook Fussing. And as always, we are live on video and camera at facebook.com/riseguys. Scene one. Playing the role of Kelly will be Fat Boy.
Hey.
Playing the role of Kayla will be Paige.
Woo!
Playing the role of Tyson will be Nine. And playing the role of Mickey will be freaking me.
Mickey!
Woo-hoo.
And action.
Kelly posts a pic outside in the rain. Some dude is getting soaked while he uses the coat hanger to unlock a car door. Lock my keys in my car, but my man is here to help me get back in so I can get back home to my babies. It's nice having a man who loves me and wants to help.
SMH, it's hard being friends with you and tags Kayla Blanks.
Oh, please leave her off my comments. Thanks, SMH.
Oh, don't be embarrassed. Y'all ain't the only ones around here acting like that, LOL.
Hey, man, why you gotta come up here on my woman's post commenting about my ex?
I sure as blank ain't agreeing with Mickey and Kelly on much, but Tyson is just starting drama, and we had enough of that BS without Tyson being a nosy ass.
Oh, come TF on, y'all. I watched Kelly trash her ex and praise her man, then I scroll down three posts, and Kayla does the same damn thing. Kelly, your man is Kayla's deadbeat, worthless baby daddy. K Kayla, your ex is Kelly's deadbeat, worthless baby daddy. It's confusing as hell. How are they both deadbeat-ass losers who don't help their kids, then they're the best man ever helping somebody else's kids?
Hey, man, look, you just slow your damn toll, dude. All right? I love my kids. I love her kids. And you know what? I do it for all of them.
So it ain't even a little bit funny that every other weekend you and Kyle swap your GF's kids for your ex-GF's kids. Like, for 2 weeks, Mickey raises Kyle's kids, and Kyle raises Mickey's kids, then y'all take your own kids for 2 days. This blank is hilarious.
I'm sorry, we ain't white picket fences like your perfect life. Rolls eyes.
Dude, y'all invented some new messed up kind of swing and you couldn't find anywhere but a trailer park in Inman. All your kids are like cousins-in-law or some blank.
WTF. I locked my keys in my car, and now I'm getting attacked by this blank blanker in my comments?
Well, if y'all went on Maury with this mess, they'd have to print out flowcharts so the people in the crowd knew what was happening.
Blank you, nosy blanking loser. If you were getting some blanky, you wouldn't have time for this.
I'll always have time for baby daddy inception like y'all got going on.
Hey, man, look, I ain't going to sit here and say you need your teeth knocked out, but I will say it might accidentally happen if you don't step the blank up and shut up and step the blank up a little bit, all right?
Well, maybe you and Kyle can gang up on me in the QT parking lot next Friday when you're both picking up your own kids for the weekend.
Hey, man, look, trust me. I wouldn't need that blankhead's help with your ass.
Oh, you sure? According to Kayla's post, he's the best man in the whole world, and you're the loser. Then Kelly says you're a real man, and he's a little boy. Either way, y'all basically family, some kind of sister wives blank, except I guess it's baby daddy brothers.
Tags Kelly. Baby, block this punk before I need some bail money.
Post meme that says, I'm from South Carolina, where girls hate their deadbeat baby daddy while they love another girl's deadbeat baby daddy.
Insane! Oh. Golly, what a stinger.
Swapping kids at the QT.
Wow.
So that is a weird situation, man. Like, you know, they think like they're, that's just weird. I mean, you heard it. It's just weird how that plays out.
Well, it is, certainly. And I'm trying to be professional and keep the scene going, but I'm sitting here corpsing, laughing at some of these lines. I can't help but not to.
So, like, Kyle and Kelly had kids together.
Kyle and Kelly. Uh-huh.
And now Mickey is uh-huh. raising Kyle's kids with Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, Mickey has kids with Kayla.
Uh-huh.
And Kyle is raising Mickey's kids with Kayla.
Yeah.
What?
Those kids are always on vacation in the summer.
There they are.
Like, they have a ton of vacations.
Party time.
Been to Myrtle Beach twice.
Baby daddy inception.
I'm from South Carolina, where kids hate their deadbeat baby daddy while they love another girl's deadbeat baby daddy.
Yeah.
Yep.
It used to be beautiful places, smiling faces, and now look.
That's going to be on the new license plate. South Carolina, where girls hate their deadbeat baby daddy while they love another girl's deadbeat baby
That's
daddy.
That's terrible.
South Carolina.
Wow.
Scene two. We're live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys because it's Facebook fussing. You know it's Thursday. Scene two, playing the role of Gruden. Will be nine.
Yeah.
Playing the role of himself, Fat Boy, a.k.a. Jeremy Lawrence Ellenberg. Playing the role of Jackie Line. It's freaking me.
Jackie Line.
And playing the role of Theresa May will be Paige. And action.
Shares the following meme to Facebook that says, "Want to keep your man? Stop checking to see if he's cheating and start checking to see if he's happy."
Well, that's not always possible, you know, especially in certain circumstances. I mean, if men didn't cheat in the first place, there would never be a worry and then everyone could be happier.
Feed that bull blank to Facebook. If you want, because women love to judge men and accuse them without knowing all the facts. Life gets hard. Rough sometimes. The first thing she thinks of first is, "He's cheating." "No, bitch, I'm out working." Women need to realize men have feelings too, no matter how tough we try to act.
Okay, I'm not doing this with you on Facebook right now, but you know what you do and what you don't do, okay? You're the one on here acting like you're a damn saint or something. Go ahead and keep hanging around dirty whores and being their friend on Facebook. And in real life, and in these little sluts, like your comments, and they laugh at you like it's all cute and everything. Yeah, it's cool. Whatever. I'm done. I'm so busy.
Like I said, perfect example of this post right here.
Whatever. You know the truth, buddy. Quit playing.
You're right. I do. It's obvious you don't, though.
No, you sure don't. All I know are the lies and the bull blank that comes out of your mouth and says, hey.
That's right. That's because all you spit out of that mouth is lies and bull blank. You don't know blank. We can do this all day on Facebook. Better have some facts, though.
Well, this got awkward. You guys okay?
Perfect.
Okay, good. I miss you guys.
No, we ain't okay. You want to air blank out on Facebook? What it boils down to is mother blankers repeating blank that's been put in their head without researching facts and giving somebody the benefit of the doubt. This is what lies do to people. So if you're going to start blank and talk it behind my back, then come to my face with it. But you better have facts and not opinions. And be ready to take an ass whipping real quick.
Okay, I've thought about this. You need to calm your ass down and chill the blank out. It ain't even making no sense right now. I am so busy.
Well, since this is public and on Facebook, somebody needs to tell you guys to get your blank together and talk about this privately. You both obviously aren't smart enough to talk about this in person, and everybody else is tired of seeing it on Facebook.
Okay, no one asked for your opinion. Blank hole. So maybe stay out of my business.
You put it on Facebook, dummy. You want people to have an opinion.
Okay, hey, eat blank. Besides, you have an old name anyway. Enjoy being blocked.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You tell her what's up, baby.
Shut up. You're still a cheating sack of blank. Insane.
You're going to cheat. Just don't tell anybody.
So do I follow that right? Like, you don't realize at first that they are together. Correct?
Yeah, you can't figure it out at first.
No. And so, Fat Boy, like, how do you know these people? That's for a mere, you were playing the role of yourself, which, by the way, when you did your regular voice, I was like, why is he just doing his regular voice? I was like, oh, yeah, he's playing the role of himself.
Yeah, I don't know him personally. I accept way too many friend requests. So if somebody listens, you know, I accept them, and it's just a couple of listeners.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who they are. You miss I got to clean though. That up.
You miss them.
What do you mean? You got to clean it up.
I mean, if we don't really know each other, don't like interact personally, I'm going to.
Yeah. If I don't know you or at least know kind of who you are, or you're not like attractive and female, yeah.
You could be a spy for all I know.
Adding you. But then again, the only attractive female requests I get are like, you know, fake profiles.
Yeah. If my dad's a mutual friend, I know it's a fake profile.
Y'all were talking about just Facebook or like social media
just
in general?
Facebook.
Oh, because I accept all people. Ugly? Scene 3.
Yeah.
Playing the role of Teresa will be Fat Boy.
Yeah.
Playing the role of Cornelius Jenkins Jr. will be freaking me.
Get out.
Playing the role of Bucky will be 9. And playing the role of the narrator will be Paige. And action.
Teresa posts the following image on her Facebook page. It looks like a pink and green logo with some kind of plant leaves with the following caption. Looking for new team members. I'm looking for people who feel tired all the time, have no energy, and want to change it. Just ask me.
Well, hello. Tell me some more.
Is that a weed plant in the pic, Teresa? Are you selling CBD?
No, Bucky, I'm not. Although at first, people do look at me sideways like I am when they see the leaf. Ha ha, but no. LOL.
Well, what am I, chopped liver? Hello, chorizo. I'm interested. Tell me about this opportunity. Hello.
Mexican sausage? Sorry, Cornelius, I'm not following.
Well, chorizo, you said, are you tired all the time? I am. You said, have no energy, and I do not. And did I want to change it? And I do. And then you said you was hiring new team members, so that there caught my attention. So tell me more, chorizo.
All right. I guess I'm just lost on a couple things. How exactly I know you? No offense. We're friends, but I have no clue how. And second, why do you keep calling me spicy sausage?
Oh, okay. I used to do that talk-to-text feature on my cellular phone, and I suppose that when I say chorizo, it spells out chorizo. I'm sorry, chorizo. I'm interested about the job, though, seriously.
Okay. Well, makes sense, I guess.
All right, then. And also, I painted your house in Clemson about 10, 11 years ago. Hello, boy, does time fly. I've since retired, but now I'm seeking some extra income. I'm 74 years old and eager to work, Miss Chorizo. Hello.
Man, it's funny AF to read. It's Chorizo and corned beef talking shop on the Facebook. This is great, man.
Wait a minute. Who the hell are you?
My name's Bucky, but you'd probably call me Bacon. Man, old people are the best.
Hey, how about I come over there and old person my ass over to wherever you stay and shove my size 14s? Wait a minute, how old are you?
I'm 23, Cornelius.
All right, then, good. How about I old person my ass over to wherever you stay and shove my size 14s up my ass?
Up his ass.
Well, that's what I was saying. Thanks, Chorizo.
Man, I'm dead. This is so good. Made my day. Please, please don't kick my young ass, Cornelius. I'm stuck at work all day. I ran out of vape, but I needed a good laugh.
Well, it's okay, I guess. It is pretty funny as I sit back and read it here. Well, no harm, no foul. Speaking of work, Chorizo, about that job.
Okay, so glad you asked. It's not a job. It's Herbalife. Let me be your coach, Cornelius. Herbalife isn't just about losing weight. Oh, no. It's for any goal you're trying to reach, Cornelius. I know you can do this, and I would love to tell you more.
12 hours later.
Tags Cornelius Jenkins Jr. Cornelius, check your inbox. I sent you some very valuable time-sensitive info about this amazing program. Heart you, Chorizo.
12 hours later, no comments and just 2 likes total, one of which is from Teresa herself.
You guys, spots on my team are filling up fast. You better hurry.
Hey, Chorizo, you ever listen to the Rise Guys show?
Who?
Perfect.
Insane.
You're sick of it.
Wrong one.
Wrong ass.
Yeah. Teresa was Chorizo. I would like to thank Bucky, who requested that we not change his name, who sent that in to us. Thank you. It's always awesome when you name drop the show in the Facebook fussing. What you just heard was real. Real Facebook arguments. Screenshot by you, the P1. Sent in anonymously, of course, to theriseguys@AOL.com. Names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
That was another edition of Facebook fussing.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rise.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, DM'd, all of that. Join us tomorrow morning, 6 until 10, The Worst of the Rise Guys, featuring a lot of the elements from this week.
Oh, yeah.
Monday, we're going to have either, we're trying to whittle it down from the top 10 down to the top 7, but we're going to do the worst Rise Guys parody songs.
Yep.
We're going to celebrate some that you've never heard before, and we're going to play them for you, and you'll find out why we never did. A lot of these, well, I'll go ahead and tell you, 85% of them roughly are from Dan in Columbia. But Dan, look. Don't get your panties in a wad.
Look, things happen.
Whatever.
Things happen.
Yeah. At least they're going to get some airplay. Paige will rock you at work next. You can get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Fat boy, 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We go live at 6. Thank you all for listening. Have you a safe, blessed weekend. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks. Bye, baby, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.